Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carla Akers and we're going to talk about being smart. Good morning to you, Carla.
Good morning.
And of course we're going to be talking about Relay for Life, which is coming up this Friday, and the Smart Shop. So Carla, I guess we get smarter if we come to the Smart Shop.
Well, I hope so. That's our intention anyway. This year, I usually always try to have a little theme of some kind in the education tent just to inspire us and give us a little direction. So this year, we're going to be kind of representing the colors of cancer.
Well, that needs a little more explanation. Colors of cancer. I could think of some right away that might be kind of negative, like blue. people are pretty blue, or they might be angry. You know, there's different colors. But what do you mean by colors of cancer?
Well, there's different colors that represent different types of cancer. Of course, I think we all associate with the pink as breast cancer. And purple, we always think of as some type of woman's cancer. Lavender actually represents the entire types of cancer. Blue is specifically geared towards colon cancer or some of the men's cancers. So I just kind of thought it was a good idea because I think we see different colored ribbons and we don't always know what that is representing. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have some information about that. And then some other fun things kind of associated, which I'll tell you about too.
Okay, I was going to say there's an activity, I think, related to that. Before we do that, let's talk about what else are we going to find in the Smart Shop, and where is the Smart Shop?
Well, the Smart Shop is the largest tent in the field, inside of the field, and it's generally on the north end. We've kind of changed that up a bit, and it's not too hard to miss because it's such a big white tent. And, of course, we'll have the cupcake again this year for the survivors to put their candle on. We may do that just a little bit differently. We may hand out the candles after the survivors have walked the first lap. We found out that some of them, it's difficult to carry that candle around. So we're going to hand those out, and they'll still be able to put them on the cupcake. And then some of our people that will be in the Smart Shop, I'm really excited about. We have the Midwest Dental, which is the dental office at the hospital building. They're going to be talking about and having information and lots of free giveaways regarding oral health, which I think is really, really important. Oftentimes we don't get enough information about that. And then, of course, the Extension office, Iowa State Extension, they'll be there with some great all-over healthy information, and they'll be serving the healthy snack that's provided by Hy-Vee, which this year you're going to have to come and see. It's a little bit different. I'm not going to tell you ahead of time, lure you in by a little tantalization there. Yeah. And then, of course, the Tobacco Prevention and Control and the Care for Yourself program, which is information about free and reduced screenings for women that are low-income and uninsured.
Now, last year you had T-shirts for sale. Do you have anything for sale this year, or is everything free?
Everything's free. We don't have anything for sale this year in the Smart Shop, but we do have some giveaways. And then this year we're going to have a door prize, and that's kind of associated with our colors of cancer.
Okay. So there's activities. You can come and you can get information. I'm sure there's going to be lots of information, Carla. If people are you know, I don't know what the symptoms are. I don't know what to look for. Or I know somebody who has this kind of cancer. They might want to stop by and pick up some information.
Yes, that's a good point, LaVon. And also then we'll also have information from the American Cancer Society regarding preventing screenings, when you should get those preventive screenings.
And that is recommended at various ages, various times, various kind of if you're related to somebody. I mean, there's a lot of kind of things to consider there of when you might want to get that kind of screening.
Yeah, there is. And I think sometimes that's kind of confusing for people, but hopefully we can make it simplified.
Okay. Now, we haven't talked about time, Carla, or even place where the Cass County Relay for Life is being held this Friday.
Yes, the Relay for Life is Friday, June 21st, the Survivor Walks begins. That's kind of the kickoff at 6 p.m. Our Smart Shop is open generally around 5:30, and we're there till 8 o'clock. the education tent. Now, relay goes quite a bit longer than that, I think, till everybody's ready to go home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you remember, Carla, back when they first started, it was like it was going to be an overnight thing?
Yes, I've been to those. Those are difficult, and I think they're a challenge to fill up with activities, and I think we do a really good job here of making it fun, festive, and a celebration. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to do an overnight thing. Our weather is just so volatile, we never know, and safety is mm-hmm. really one of our mm-hmm. first concerns, definitely.
And it's really turned into, I think, a family event. Come, as you say, celebrate, have fun. There's activities for people of all ages.
Yes, there is. And did we mention that it's at the high school football field? It's on their track area. I don't think they play football there. It's just the track mm-hmm. area mm-hmm. Just east of the high school. There's plenty of parking. There will be food there available to purchase. And this year there's a little bit something different, too. I think some of the relay teams will be having activities, possibly even selling things, because this year anything that is done for a fundraiser can be qualified money towards us. So that's kind of fun. But I need to tell you about the exciting thing we're going to do out of the education tent.
All right, you've been holding off here long enough. Let's find out what's happening.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. We are going to have a theme lap, and the theme lap will be about 7:30. It depends on the entertainment, but the people will be coming to the Smart Shop, and they will be able to pick up a paper flower, and a lavender ribbon. And at 7:30, we'll announce that it's time for the Colors of Cancer theme lap, and you'll be able to walk around the track with your colored flower and a colored ribbon. You can put that on your finger, around your wrist, in your hair. You can wave it in the air, hoping to have a real good turnout for that. And then those flowers will be signed and placed in a basket in the Smart Shop tent, the education tent, for the door prize drawings.
Okay, so you want to be sure to participate in that. And anybody can participate in that?
Yes. We want everybody that's there, whether they're a spectator or they're a team member or they're a survivor, we want to try to get everybody out on the track at one time.
Wow, that would be quite a crew. But one of the good things, too, in addition to all the activities going on, is that, you know, some people can't come at 6 and stay till 9 or 10 or whatever. It's a really come and go.
It really is. Some of our survivors come for the meal, the complimentary meal in the beginning, and they do their survivor lap, and then they go home. There are some that just come up to see that. There's some that come up to see the luminaries, because the luminaries don't begin until dark.
Mm-hmm. The very first year I attended, that's what I came for, and I just went and sat in the stands, and it was so impressive to see, all, of course, the lighted luminaries and hear the names.
Yes, that's very touching, very great time to remember your loved one that's either fighting to survive, or they've passed on. Mm-hmm. Either way, it's a great time. And I think some people don't always think of themselves as a survivor. If they've had cancer, say 30 years ago, and they've been cancer-free for 30 years, they're still a survivor. Or if they've had it, they've been diagnosed 2 months or a month ago or a day ago, still, they're a survivor, and we want to celebrate with them and give them hope and encouragement.
Mm-hmm. And seeing those people who've survived 20 and 30 years, you know, I'm always amazed at who's there. And that's also, I think, good motivation to say, oh, look at this. Here they are. And you know that they've been active and had a really good life all of those years.
Yes, it is very encouraging and very moving, very touching. A great evening of fun, friendship, and celebration.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned entertainment, and of course that goes on all evening. So eat, have fun, hear music, whatever you come for, but stop at the Smart Shop.
Definitely, because we have some great information. We've got our theme lap. We'll have a healthy snack. And the fun thing is that you might see some people you haven't seen around town for a while. It's a great social night.
Yeah, it does become a social event. We want to thank you very much, Carla Akers, for visiting with us today. And we will see you at the Smart Shop on Friday, June 21st, starting at about 5:30, you said it opens. So stop by the Smart Shop. Until next time, here's a thought. A good example can overcome a lot of bad advice.